brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Bradley Manning has been given 35 years for the WikiLeaks documents. We have upwards of 1,300 that may have been killed in an apparent chemical weapon gas attack in the capital of Syria right as UN weapons inspectors arrive. And, of course, we've been reporting for 2 years. Al-Qaeda bragged and even shot videos where they had chemical weapons on the edge of Syria, and we're going to use them against them. And it's even come out in mainstream news that some of those smaller chemical weapons attacks were clearly staged by Al-Qaeda. And Syria has pointed out that they basically got Russians there as a third party at their legal, lawful chemical weapons depots the rebels have been trying to take and have been guarding it. In one case, some of the jihadis got into a chemical weapon dump earlier this year, and Israel bombed it. That was one of the bombings. Israel didn't want Al-Qaeda to get the chemical weapons. So this is just a free-for-all, ladies and gentlemen. And Kurt Nemo's got a story he's doing on this right now. Fox News, and in fact, I asked Kurt to print it. I bet he did, but I bet it's in the printer down the hall, is already coming out as of like 20 minutes ago. I was in his office, saying it's the Syrian government that did it. I mean, no proof either. We're sitting there reading the article. It's like when MSNBC says, I'm deeply racist and behind the Boston bombing, and that all libertarians are as well, and then gives no proof. And it's the same thing. We're like reading the article. I'm in his office. I'm, well, where does it say? What's the proof? Just doesn't say. It just. So Kurt's doing a story on that, but just ask him to actually print the Fox News story for me, because that's the problem. I realize I am like shell-shocked by the amount of news and information unfolding and just trying to track all of it, but I guess we all are. It's the information age. Experts say Syrian chemical weapons attack suspicious. Impartial analysis cast doubt on timing of the story. And, of course, this happened a few months ago. It happened earlier this year. It happened last year. This happened, what, four times now. And every time it comes out, that it was the rebels, that they've been the main suspects. So even mainstream media later in the back of the paper has to admit that. And again, I'm no fan of Assad. I don't have any dog in the fight in Syria. Assad is a dictator, kind of a velvet-gloved one, but I don't like that. He's a lot better than his dad. But there's no U.S. interest in destabilizing Syria. There's really no even long-term interest for Israel from many of the experts I've talked to's perspective and my own perspective. And it's just totally immoral to put Al-Qaeda in charge of the operation over there and turn it over to them and give them all these weapon systems, give them all these different weapon systems. Really hard looking at these children that have been hit by nerve gas, who've been paralyzed, who they're trying to resuscitate. We're just showing some of that. Showing some of that video up on screen, but it only makes sense from the military-industrial complex and the big banking combine perspective, because they can always organize the crises or use the crises to get more power, to get more no-bid weapons contracts, and to take more of our liberties. And there is a conscious worldwide move towards gangsterism, towards big, above-the-law corporate combines who have insulated themselves from their own international laws and who are just above the law, and then who are engaging in incredible war crimes through thinly veiled proxies like Saudi Arabian and Qatari jihadis. So we're going to be looking at that when we come back. They've released the Hastings coroner's report, and boy, does it have big holes in it. We're going to be breaking that down today as well. We're going to be looking at a whole host of issues dealing with new role players being hired for terror drills. Very important information coming up.
Hello. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this Wednesday, the 21st day of August, 2013, worldwide broadcast. We're going to have Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs pop in for about 10 minutes at the bottom of the next hour to talk about his contacts and information concerning the latest developments in the mysterious death of Michael Hastings. And I just want to tell you something. I'm not allowed to release the information I know about Michael Hastings. And quite frankly, sometimes you wish you didn't have this info. And I've checked it with other parties that lived and worked with Michael Hastings, and they've confirmed this. This has been confirmed by other journalists that have national television shows out of Los Angeles, the Young Turk producers. This information is known, and everyone is too scared to release it. And I'm like, then why am I even being told this information? Well, just in case something happens to us, you know about it. And I'm like, that's really great. Thank you for sharing this with me. When all our phones are tapped and the government knows who knows all this stuff. And it's very, very irritating, to say the least. And look, I'm not blaming Staff Sergeant Biggs. He's not scared. He's the one going public. He is just, as people telling him, don't release this info. But I'll tell you this, the FBI admitted last week they had a file on him and were tracking him and surveilling him, and he was visited by a federal agency. That has all come out that they did do that, and they lied about that in the Michael Hastings case. And again, there's a lot going on in the world. 1,300 people reportedly just got nerve gassed over in the capital of Syria right when UN inspectors show up right on time so they can now take that false flag. I mean, it's clearly a false flag. It's targeting a world population that just kind of halfway watches television with one eye and just believes whatever they're told. They can announce that flying pigs just attacked Paris and spit acid out of their snouts and burned down the Eiffel Tower, and people would believe it. I mean, it is unbelievable what's going on, what people will buy into. And we've got all this happening. I just mentioned the Hastings thing because it is so frustrating to have someone send out an email saying the feds are coming after me, look out. They're going to be, raiding our offices. I'm going off the radar, big story breaking. And then his car blows up. The tree's not even really damaged. The witnesses say it blows up while driving down the middle of the street. And look, I'll say this, 95% chance they blew him up. There is, in my brain, a 5% chance that he was on drugs, that he was paranoid, and that the fame got to him, kind of like the Kony 2012 guy did. You know, running around naked in the middle of California, in the middle of, San Diego, screaming, I'm God. It's kind of like TSA agents routinely do. They strip down naked repeatedly and run around screaming, I'm God. I'm not joking. You can look that up. It's a syndrome of narcissism that's gone to the edge. Hastings did not come off like a narcissist, according to what I know, and people that knew him well. But somebody that was really into reality and really into adventure. But he could have cracked up and then I guess magically his car blown up in the middle of the street, as now six different witnesses say. And now as they tried to suppress all those reports, this looks like a setup. I've always said over and over again, if they kill me, because I've studied how they tend to kill journalists and people, they will shoot me with this is one of the most common things, a cyanide ice dart. That just puts like a needle hole in you, and then you die in about a minute from a heart attack from the cyanide. You just shut down, going into your bloodstream. Then they take your body. Most of that metabolizes out. Very hard for a coroner to even find it. And they kill some hooker and stick you in a hotel room with her with a heroin needle in your arm. And they can also inject the breakdown elements of other hard drug use to show the derivatives of drugs in your body. They can extract that out of cadavers, you name it, and show a whole spectrum of drugs in you. Or they could carjack me. Or run a truck into me after I'd already been killed. It's one of the popular fun ways they do things. Or just have a guy pop up in a black ski mask one day when I'm getting in my car and shoot me in the head, and then they just say I was, who knows why I was shot in the head. I mean, it happens to a lot of people. That's what they do. But you notice, if you're a long-time listener, or even a short-time, you know I make the point when they kill people that if I ever get found dead of a drug overdose, folks, I don't use illegal drugs. I mean, I can have a broken leg. I don't take opiates. I'm violently allergic to them. Start throwing up everywhere. I don't use any illegal drugs. So I've never been a big drug user. I experimented some in high school and just hated everything I ever tried. I was like, people pay for this stuff. So if that ever happens, it's not true. And by the way, his family has now come out and said he did not use methamphetamine. They're saying he had methamphetamine in him. They're saying he had marijuana in his system, which he reportedly had a medical card for PTSD. From all the combat he was in the middle of for many years as a combat reporter, embedded. And he reportedly was not a DMT user either. So they're saying that it looked like he'd been on DMT. By the way, folks, you can't tie your shoelaces. You can't even get out of your chair when you're on DMT. You don't even know where you are. I mean, you get teleported to, just another dimension or another area of your brain. It's like a deep dream. And so this looks really, really bad. Remember, this is the same L.A. coroners where Breitbart drops dead. They announce 45 minutes after he's dead that it's not any foul play, which that's very suspicious. And then the coroner dies of arsenic poisoning. The coroner dies who worked on Breitbart. Maybe Breitbart did have heart problems. I've talked to folks that knew him, and they said that guy was burning the candle on both ends, had a history of heart problems, and so maybe he did die. My point is they shot Gary Webb, who won the Pulitzer Prize for exposing CIA drug dealing, a month before his book was going to be coming out. And then, by the way, then the publisher didn't release it after. Some stuff went on behind the scenes, and he got shot twice in the side of the head. And it said he'd had his kids move out in with his ex-wife because people kept breaking in his house, who he described as special forces who would slide down the drain pipe from the second story, special forces style, you know, with their feet on it, shooting down it, like something out of the Bourne Supremacy or something. They wanted him to know they were in there constantly. So he moved out of that house, moved to another city, told everybody they may kill me, and then they killed him. I mean, it's just unbelievable that if I die, it's not suicide. It's like Vince Foster, where they drag him to the park, clean everything up, witnesses see him getting drugged there. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And I'm just sick of these gangsters being able to kill whoever they want, whenever they want, and get away with it. So, Hastings autopsy, traces of meth found in body, but crash cause death is the report. And it goes on, but a Hastings family member had a surprising reaction when contacted by who, what, why, calling the coroner's report irresponsible. I can honestly say with absolute certainty that he wasn't doing meth, the family member requested anonymity, told who, what, why in an email. Methamphetamine can be nasal spray, Sudafed, one of those upper drinks at the gas station. Yeah, the family member's right. We did a report on this last night. There are hundreds of products that will show methamphetamine in you. That's why when you go get a nasal spray or you go get Sudafed or you go get Claritin and they want you to sign for it and sell your driver's license, because you can take that home and cook it up and make methamphetamine with it, because that's what it is. That's why I don't matter how bad my allergies get, I don't want to take that because it turns me into a freak, a mean freak. I mean, that gives me a mean streak a mile wide, folks. But sure lets me go jogging far, I tell you. I take one of those 24-hour Claritin a couple years ago when I lost a bunch of weight, and I could go run like 5 miles. Definitely speed. That's why I don't take it anymore. But I'm losing weight right now, by the way, with none of that. I'm losing weight right now just exercising and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Modafinil, the seaweed, and the rest of it. But it's weird when you really start losing weight, all of a sudden it starts coming off, and then that's when you got to hit it. That's when you really got to hit it. But side issue. I'm done talking about that until he pops in for 10 minutes at the bottom of the next hour. We're going to have open phones for the rest of the broadcast, and I'm really going to try to go to your phone calls earlier in this hour rather than later so I don't hold people to the end of the show and then go into overdrive again. I apologize that I'm constantly doing that. Let me give you the really big news now, obviously, and we're going to be breaking all this down throughout the show today as more comes out. Opposition says as many as 1,300 killed in gas attack near Damascus. They call the 60% al-Qaeda forces, the rest jihadis, who sing. I mean, there's hundreds of these videos. Oh, we love you, bin Laden. Oh, we're going to blow up America next. We've taken Libya. We've now taken part of Syria with God's help. God is great. We will blow up and kill everybody in America. We will blow up and kill everybody in Israel. We played this. Oh, Osama bin Laden. Oh, we love you so much. But it's in Arabic. And this is the groups being given tow missiles by the U.S. government and NATO. And they're getting the French variant of the tow. They're getting the Chinese variant of the tow. What's it called? The Red Arrow or something? Let's look that up just for factoid purposes, the Chinese version of the tow. And there's all these videos that's just being given them. Here, have some anti-tank missiles. These really are good for shooting down airliners as well. On and on and on and on. You want to shoot something at 4 miles away? Line of sight here. Perfect targeting. Here, have this. And they're like throwing Christians off roofs, blowing up churches. And then now, The media keeps going, if you use nerve gas, Assad, we're going to invade you. And he's like, I would never do that. You're the ones. We've already caught you. If it happens, we didn't do it. The UN inspectors show up and it happens. Talk about making up WMD stuff. This is incredible what's going on. We'll break that down straight ahead.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Start of the next segment, I'm going to get into a story that our own Julie Wilson filed last night for InfoWars.com that's up on the left-hand column of Drudge about halfway down. And I like this article because it's not sensational. It's just dryly written. But I think we should probably do another one explaining the article to people, because it's so dry that it's folks need to understand why this is so important, that they're hiring more role players to play the part of terrorist, to then sneak around pretending to be terrorist to see if the police and military can catch them, and doing these drills live time in major cities, because these companies generally are not involved in what happens, but the criminal elements in the government and the corporations that control it have been caught over and over again staging events on top of these drills. And sometimes they tell the role players, here, carry this backpack into the sports stadium or onto the bus or onto the train, and then they blow them up. And I just want to tell you, if you're a cop or you're military, especially if you're a Muslim, but they're kind of segueing away from that right now, and you're a secular, you know, type guy, or you're a Muslim, but you're, you know, more Western style, they should call it reformed, you're the people they're going to set up. And look, most of the time they're going to hire you for a drill, and you're going to get paid $1,000, and nobody's going to get blown up. But this is the real deal. And most people, again, that are even running these companies have no idea what's going on. Just like the Boston bombing, they had multiple drills that later came out. We were confirmed to be right. Boston Globe, they had military contractors. They had Kraft International out there. And then the director of that got his head blown off. I mean, this is really, really dangerous stuff, okay? And I watched the body language of the video of all of the Special Forces sheep-dip guys. They when the bomb went off, they weren't involved. They were like, what's going on? What? Running around with their black backpacks. They were there to take part in a drill. And the feds may have lied to them and said, there's going to be a real terror attack, but we're going to tell the public if they ask questions, it's a drill, which they did do. It came out on local news and the Boston Globe and then on Alabama News when they went and talked to a professor who was also there. Three different sources that were like, why all the dogs? Why all the backpacks? Why the troops? Oh, sir, it's just a bomb drill. Boom! I mean, there was a bomb drill. See, I said I'd cover this next segment, but it actually can segue back into what we were already covering and then back into the story I just mentioned in the next segment that's longer. When you watch this over and over again, you just learn the patterns. 7-7 in 2005. I was there a week after it happened. I flew there to cover it. And I was approached by MI5 and others and told when I was just back in England a few months ago that I was absolutely correct. And one of them came to me and said, we want to know, this is when I was at the BBC, I was pulled aside, we want to know how you knew that so quickly about Dominguez, the electrician that obviously knew too much that they executed. And I said, well, I put two and two together. I've studied this. And they're like, well, and the guy was so intense. I couldn't tell if it was like a threat or what it was. He just kept going, well, let me just tell you, you're absolutely correct. We can't believe you're so accurate. And he's like, basically, who are you working with? Who are you really? And that guy just kept going, and you're like inside the BBC, and it's a guy in a suit. It's not the regular security people. And I'm like, well, who are you? Well, let's just say it's not MI6. It's one number lower. And, I mean, and this guy was just like, I want to know. We're very interested in that. Let me shake your hand. We really want to know how you know that. And I was just like, whoa. And then they had a guy follow us outside. He said the same thing. The crew saw that. And there's a Bilderberg group member in the hallway. I mean, we got video of that confrontation. I mean, my life is a Twilight Zone episode. I'm telling you right now. And we also ran into some nice MI5 people who actually gave us great info days earlier. But I'm kind of, see, that's the problem with any story. I've got to give you background on why I know things. But the point is, they had drills of the exact same trains and exact bus bombed at the exact same locations at the exact same time. And we had an insurance actuary done on it for Terror Storm. And it's, I forget how many trictagillion, but it was billions of times all the grains of sand in the world that would happen that way. And then we have BBC reports and ITN admitting it was, you know, astronomically impossible. And they're like, well, why do you throw it in our face then? Since I'm going to explain this and tie it into the Syria nerve gas attack when we come back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. The toll-free number to get involved on air specifically, I'd like to get your take on the supposed chemical weapons attack that's happened over in the capital of Syria, Damascus, and, of course, the other news that we're going to be breaking down today. I'm also going to give my review of The Act of Killing. That is the most disturbing movie I have ever seen, and I do not recommend that the faint of heart go see it. It takes a lot to disturb me. And I feel like I have been dipped in degeneracy and scum and evil, and my skin is crawling. Werner Herzog says this is the greatest movie he's ever been involved in. He produced it. They had an interview he did at the Alamo Drafthouse, you know, aired before it, and he was just smacking his lips, when he is a great director, about how this was the greatest work ever. There won't be anything like this for 30 years. It's got like the highest Rotten Tomatoes rating ever of like 97%, and it made me just want to vomit. I mean, this, because it was real, ladies and gentlemen, and knowing what I know about tyrants and how the thug system operates and the spirit of thugism that empowers tyranny, I went with David Knight and the crew, and David Knight, I said, David, what'd you think of the movie? And he said, makes me want to go out and buy more guns. So I will give that review at the start of the next hour, come hook or crook, and I'll play the trailer for it. So you kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about. And the only reason I'm going to discuss it is because as a document, it's very important. Any anthropologist, sociologist, people that want to know what the third world's like, man, this is it. And let me tell you, I won't ever be getting anywhere near Indonesia. I mean, I know it's already one of the most hellish places on earth, but my goodness, Obama was actually there as a child in the 1 year when the 1 million people got killed, and his mother, as a CIA operative with the husband, the cutout husband, there in the government district, he was involved in the death squads. And then I just started thinking about how bad Obama is, man. He has a pedigree of like Satan himself. The weird communist pornographer dad, I mean, it's definitely Davis. And then his mom, and then her with all these operatives and people. I mean, it is just. And then you see how evil he is and how much he loves conning people and how much he loves hurting black people, especially doubling the abortion funding. And just and how he sits there and tells everybody he loves them and he's coming and he's going to help them. I mean, I've been blindsided by how evil Obama is. The movie, by the way, is not about Obama. It's just that I've been wanting to throw up ever since last night. In fact, I'm like having basically flashbacks right now. And the average person will go watch it and probably go, yeah, it is disgusting and sick and everything. But, I mean, when you study evil all the time and you see this, it's just like, oh, my gosh. It's like the most disgusting thing you can imagine laid as gravy over the something else that's horrible. It's like a giant, I hate to be gross, try to describe it like at a level of my gut, but it's like a giant soup of just the most horrid, disgusting, humiliating things with degenerate, toddling, inhuman scum drunk on power wallowing in their evil and their fraud and their ugliness and proud of it. You know, I got disgusted by that kid with the rat life, how he drives a Cadillac Escalade and is on welfare and gets food stamps and is laughing at taxpayers paying for his lobster every day, and how he's proud of it with all his friends laughing at everyone on Fox News. And it's a spirit, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just that they're corrupt and have problems. We all have problems. It's that they don't want to reach towards the good and try to build beautiful, good, strong things. They don't want to lift people up. They like squalor, death, destruction, pain, lies, fraud, trampling what's good. And they're at war with anything beautiful and good. Because they don't even want to be part of the beauty and build it up and be greater themselves. They hate beauty and purity and goodness. And, man, I'm in the movie, and there's this beautiful young waitress. Because it's you know, they have food at the movie theater. That's why we like to go there. And we're sitting there, and I'm eating while I'm watching this. And there's a beautiful human being serving us. And it was just like, it was degenerate to be there and to be sitting there in a comfortable chair eating with a beautiful maiden serving us, watching this. It was the juxtapose, too, made it even worse. It was like a hallucination. I mean, no wonder it's got the highest rating ever on Rotten Tomatoes and IMDb and stuff, because it is just blasphemous. But they're not being blasphemous, Werner Herzog and the anonymous director, because they don't want to get killed by the death squads. They're showing you evil. I have never seen anything this powerful. I mean, hands down, it was like a journey into hell. So I think I've already done the review, haven't I? Problem is, as I say, I don't script this show. I know what I'm going to talk about, what I'm interested in, and then I just boom, and then I start mentioning something, and I'm off the races. And I saw the thuggishness and the arrogance and the, and it reminded me of his first State of the Union when Biden does this mafia smile to Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House then, and Obama. And they all just have this disgusting, openly evil, openly leering smile that you know killers have when they've got a kid tied down, a two-year-old. They're going to rape for a month straight and, quote, use them up, as psychopaths call it. And it's been reportedly, because, you know, they've had police films and stuff where these people film this stuff. These people have these demonic Joker smiles, and it's just they love it. And they just love that they can hurt good and lie to everyone and then make us degenerate and poison the food and water and poison the culture and degenerate everything and attack everything good and prosecute everything pure and attack innocence. And then and just the earth has just been turned over to every disgusting, ugly piece of trash. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I will say this now, though. If I knew how bad this was, people go see and go, well, that's not that violent. It's real, folks. It's not simulated. Like the stupid shows they've got on HBO where the serial killer, you know, kills the patriot or kills the right winger or kills the guy that slaps his wife and tortures him to death. You know, it makes it all sexy and cute. This isn't, that's how they sell it. This is the real deal. And watching these degenerate pieces of garbage sit there and just get off on their nastiness. Excuse me. Excuse me. I do not, and now I say, I do not recommend it. I recommend everybody that wants to be a gangster or a thug or a tough guy. I recommend all the steroid head cops that, you know, that are getting into the tyranny and can't wait to do whatever they want and kind of are like a moth to the flame of evil and the orgy of bloodletting they want to have and the war they want to have with the American people. I recommend you all go see this. And I recommend fathers go see it if you want to know what you're facing under a tyranny. By the way, I can't even look at the videos of all of these nerve gas dead children and the rest of them that are paralyzed. Punch up InfoWars.com. The still photos are enough. Don't show the video. They're showing all over the news. You know, we show a collateral damage video of troops, U.S. troops, shooting up a vehicle full of kids. They can air it on CNN because they whitewash it, or Fox. That's okay. If we put it on YouTube, they take our channel down. But all over the news, they're showing the nerve gas little kids right now. And see, I've got a five-year-old, little darling innocent. I got a nine-year-old. I got a 10-year-old. You don't know what it's like till you have children. You can't imagine them like that. It tears your heart out. You have empathy. You experience it. And you realize evil people don't experience it. They just know it manipulates good people. And that's another thing. I watch them sit there just prodding us with their pitchfork. The devil prodding us to do what he wants with the crimes the globalists commit. And then it's so obvious. 2 days after the UN inspectors show up in Damascus, nerve gas gets released and hits kids. How convenient. And they've already caught the Al-Qaeda rebels at the West Banks. We're going to do a report on the Saddam the Nightly News. They're compiling all the stories right now. Three separate times, and the reason I say don't show the kids, I can't look at it. Three separate times, they have nerve gassed small areas and areas they control, and then it's come out later that indeed it was the rebels doing it. And then you get John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Obama going, listen, you cross the red line of using any chemical weapons, we're going to attack you. And the Russians go and stay at the chemical bases that are legal and lawful, all these governments have them, and say, of course, no one's going to use these. And now, right when the UN's there, they do this, and reportedly there's 1,300 killed. That's coming from the rebels we don't know. They probably trucked in a school bus of you know, their own kids and nerve gassed them, you know, kids that they captured. Because there's no way... I mean, you've got the president, Assad, coming out for 2 years saying they're going to frame us for nerve gassing. We would never do this. Nerve gas isn't a good weapon unless it's a terror weapon. And, you know, we're winning the offensives. We're taking the country back. We're not going to do this. And they want to start the air campaign, the no-fly bomb zone that the Peace Prize president launches. Because, you know, when they drop a bomb on an apartment building, or they level, you know, large percentages of major cities in places like Libya, that's not war. That's a non-military kinetic action, Carney's now calling them, or a non-lethal, lethal kinetic action. Because even though it's lethal, if you say it's non-lethal, that makes it okay. And again, it's the spectacle of them doing all this. I mean, it's there is no reason Assad would do something like this. And the other group's been caught doing it over and over again. And the timing. And then they go ahead and punch up the little kid on the respirator. And these kids all have neurological problems, ones that live for the rest of their life. A bunch of them are actually dead. There's videos of just piles of dead kids. And my basic human instinct is to absolutely be enraged by dead little children. But see, everybody's playing these video games where zombies are eating little kids, and you know there's movies about there's all these shows where you've got serial killer doctors that, you know, kill people that they don't like, but it's cool because, you know, they're a cool serial killer. And, you know, I mean, there's a whole bunch of these shows. What's the one on HBO? Dexter? Showtime. Yeah, I mean, I've only seen snippets of this stuff, you know, here and there online. And it's just, and I talk to people that watch it, and it's all sexy to be friends with a serial killer. See, now it's not scary, and you can dabble in being a serial killer, you know, living vicariously through one. Meanwhile, folks, in America today, there'll be scores of children grabbed out of their backyards, and they'll just be on a milk carton. And the serial killers run the government, run the country, basically, and now they're teaching you to love who they are. Now, speaking of false flags, this story is by Julie Wilson up on Infowars.com. It's also on DrudgeReport.com on the middle of the left-hand column. It's the easiest place to find it. San Antonio, no, I've got a separate article over here, San Antonio Express News, but yes, San Diego Craigslist ad searches for surveillance role players. And why is this important? Companies specializing in response to national security challenges seeks new employees. And I'm sure this company, you know, isn't involved in anything nefarious. Why, they just want to hire high-level security clearance, former military personnel and others to play the role, basically, of terrorists, if you read the ad, to then be at public events to test security. The issue is, in every major false flag, Boston, 7-7 in London, 9-11, and countless other events, Gladio operations, the Russians have been caught staging terror attacks against themselves before in 1999, and they told local police, oh, the FSB did, oh, we're taking part in a drill of blowing up this fourth building with real explosives. They'd just blown up three the week before as a pretext to crack down and get Putin elected. And all the evidence points towards that being an FSB operation. Same thing, it's a drill. Oh, there was a drill. This is how you cover up the real op. And I know we've talked about this ad nauseum, but NATO's been caught doing it. The Russians have been caught doing it. Our government in operations like Northwoods talks about having drills as the cover for blowing stuff up, mass shootings, plastic explosive bombs at public events in America to basically start war with Cuba and then the Soviet Union. And Kennedy killed that program. The point is, this is what they do. And so you've got these programs happening everywhere. Companies specializing in response to national security challenges seeks new employees. A recent post on the San Diego Craigslist website advertises the need for motivated surveillance role players and scenario-driven political exercise or practical exercise role players, or RPs. The ad claims to be looking to fill these positions to support military training activities in the San Diego, California region. Now, they have a lot of drills just to create the perception there's real terrorists, to create fear, and to simulate it with the police. Okay, and then to also have local newscasts about it later if they go public with the drill to create the perception it's a real threat. So that's what the majority are. I'd say 90% or more. Then out of the other 10%, you will have it where they tell the people there's a real terror threat, and then see if the police can catch the role players to actually test response. But then in 2, 3, 4% of the time, out of that 10%, and I'm just guesstimating here, dead reckoning from research, they go and they hire college students or whoever the case is, or they hire people that have been sheep-dipped by the CIA like the Tsarnaev brothers, Zohar and Tamerlan, who it came out were, the older brother definitely was on CIA payroll, Jamestown Foundation, sent to Chechnya to infiltrate al-Qaeda groups funded by the West. That's all on record. The drill, the stand down, their friends getting killed, the cover up, the FBI guys that arrested them are dead. It goes on and on. And they had drills there. That's now been confirmed. They had a drill where a Patriot group was going to bomb the event. But of course they had fallbacks. They had Saudis there that the First Lady visited. They had these cutouts who were supposedly Chechen terrorists. Well, the Chechen terrorists are run by the West on record against Russia. So, again, it's all this cloak and dagger stuff, same deal. And so this talks about a minimum of 5 years counterintelligence or human intelligence, HUMED experience, with a less of 2 operational deployments, a military occupational speciality, or a member of a civilian intelligence community organization. Of a civilian intelligence community organization. Yeah, that's all the spy networks they've already got set up. I mean, we're going to come back and break this down, then go to your phone call. Stay with us.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with SimpliSafe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust SimpliSafe to protect your family. SimpliSafe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your SimpliSafe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com. GetSimpliSafe.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel, but I got one. You're the devil in disguise, and again.
again, let's expand on what happened at the Boston bombing. They said there wasn't a drill. Then it came out there was a drill. And anytime you bring this up with the FBI, the Secret Service, who shouldn't even have been there, or the police chief, they would freak out and tell the media, do not talk to that reporter and do not look at any of the videos with the whole Boston bombing. You remember that. And we're going to, basically later in the broadcast, after I take some calls, go back and dig up some of those articles and photos and videos. It's just that it did turn out. Remember that there was a drill in Boston, and they didn't want you looking at that. Why didn't they want you looking at the drill? Because the drills are the cover for everything. And just like in Austin last week, we broke that news nationally. They had a drill. Oh, there's going to be troops and feds on the streets and checkpoints, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, this is to condition us further. And then sure enough, we get the internal Pentagon Army memo naming the streets, the church, everything that was going to be blown up the 8th, 9th, or the 2 weeks after. It said the 8th, 9th, or the 2 weeks after. And then when we released it, they said, well, that's a real document, but not a real threat. Exactly. You think they brainwash the public? They brainwash the police even worse. So I want to tell the police something here, and I want to say this. I'm seeing a major trend now, and we've seen this the last few years start as a drumbeat, but now it's a crescendo. Because we have CNN in one room, Fox in another, MSNBC on, C-SPAN on. We're monitoring. And I walk around the office till I was here till 9:45 last night. Before I went and saw the act of killing that I'm going to review a little bit later in the next hour after calls. And it was on every channel about Sergeant Beals that went and killed the 16 people or whatever. And it said he was on all these drugs, on Valium and on this and that, and went into a rage and how he's a monster. And this is a guy they ordered on all these drugs, who they put on psychotropics, who they sent back for a fourth tour wearing a prosthesis on his foot. He had his front of his foot blown off, his toes blown off. He was completely whacked out of his mind on drugs that make you do this stuff. He blacks out in the middle of the night and goes on a kill walking, not a sleepwalking, but a sleep killing frenzy, which has been happening to a lot of the troops. These are trained killers on a bunch of drugs, and they're going to put him in prison. And then they're going to demonize him. And listen, here's the deal, folks. What am I getting at? Police and military, they are getting ready to set you up in drills blowing stuff up. I could see it with all the pieces clearly, because everywhere I turn on television now, they're demonizing veterans and troops right now. And they are getting ready to really persecute you. Because they want you, to think in the public that everybody's a terrorist. Anybody with brown skin's a terrorist. Anybody who's right wing's a terrorist. Anybody who's left wing's a terrorist. Well, military or police, who would have thought they would start terrorizing and bombing stuff? And all they got to do is just like McVeigh, remember the Army soldier? Oh, he bombed Oklahoma City all by himself. No, he was part of a secret intelligence unit that's come out in federal court. He was upset and said, I'm not going to be part of bombing a real building. I thought this was a drill. He got upset about the nursery. We have this from all the sources. And this has come out in federal court. And so they set him up and then drugged him until they executed him. And so you better understand who you're working for. These globalists will set any and everybody up. And it's not like Russian roulette, even if you're evil, where you just hope, you're not the one they set up. Listen, this is evil. This will bring our entire society down. All right, folks, second hour of the Wednesday edition, straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
Bible. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.